Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realise your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started.
Maybe you've got some pre-race day nerves. Well, I've got the man just for you. Joining me now, he's a friend of Radio London. And every single week, he's been giving his top tips in the lead up to the London Marathon. In fact, he's going to be joining me on Sunday. I'm going to be live at the finish line, 4pm to 6pm at London Marathon. I'm really looking forward to it. That's when I'll be on air. Joining me now is Arj Teruchelvam, founder of Performance Physique. Arj, oh my goodness me, we're only days away, aren't we?
Hello, Shay. How are you?
Very well.
It's exciting here, isn't it?
It is indeed. Have you kind of found with the people that you work with, those that you're training, are people nervous, or at this point, is it a case that actually the training's done? It's just about enjoying the day.
Yeah, I wish it was the latter, but no, the nerves really are building, I think.
Yeah.
I think the fact that the training really has finished physically leaves this space where people are starting to think a little bit too much now, really.
Okay. What does that mean, though? Is it kind of now a case of mind over matter, you know, focusing on those pre-race day nerves then?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that even though the physical training has pretty much finished, this week is now where we really push ahead with our mental training, our sports psychology, the mindset stuff. You know, most people have probably trained for about 12 weeks up until this point, and it's been very difficult. You might have had challenges, and it's those memories that you need to be thinking back on, you know, what you've managed to overcome to really help with your race day nerves. There are going to have been some harder runs which didn't go so well, and you managed to get through those. And there's also been some great ones where you're thinking, oh, I'm really fit. And that's exactly what you want to be carrying into the race itself. We often look at these race day nerves as being a negative thing. That's not the case at all. You know, that just means it's something you're passionate about, something you care about. So we need to flip that mindset and remember that nerves are a good thing. And actually, it's going to give me some adrenaline. It's free energy. So let's use that free energy to my advantage rather than fearing the big day itself.
What would you want to say to anyone who's tuned into Radio London, especially if they are a newbie runner? Maybe this might even be their second or third marathon, but to them, it still feels like they're very new to all of this. It's just a little bit overwhelming at this point.
It really is, isn't it? So in addition to just thinking about what you've managed to achieve over the last 12 weeks, I would definitely, you know, spend 15 minutes as a training session thinking about those things, making a couple of notes perhaps that you can think about whilst you run. But like in life in general, don't worry about the things you can't control. So don't start thinking, what if this happens or what if that happens? Just make sure that every single thing that you can control, whether that's your nutrition on the day, whether that's making sure you get to your start position, because there are a couple of different start locations, a little bit early, and just making sure you're ready to go. Control those things, reduce the risk of anything else happening. And then remember, there's also 50,000 other people in the same position you're in. You know, you're in it together, work together, find yourself a little group. And you know what? You're definitely going to find someone who wants to chat with you whilst you run. It's just your decision whether you want to respond or reply to them, basically.
But so what if somebody, because it's great what you say, you know, you need to try and talk yourself out of the nerves and kind of flip your mindset, if you will. But what if some of the concerns that, you know, a runner has are legitimate, such as what if they're thinking, oh, goodness, what if it's too hot on Sunday and I've just been training and running in the rain? It can. Yeah. We know climate and weather can really make a difference, can't it?
Yeah, it really can make a difference. And I know this year we've seen so much more rain than normal, so we possibly haven't had much opportunity to run in hotter temperatures. At the moment, it looks like it's going to be 12 to 14 degrees on the day, so not too hot. Might be a little bit warmer than most people like to run a marathon in. But if you are concerned about how you deal with the heat, think about looking for shaded areas of the course. There have been famous marathons in the past where we found runners were literally just moving across the course to find shaded parts of the road. Make sure you've got a hat with you, you know, wearing a cap and using that for as long as necessary, then discarding it in a drop zone, which London Marathon organisers have placed for clothing around the course. And then obviously make sure you've got sunscreen and you're taking on board water at the time. You can't do anything to control the weather, but those are all little things that you can put in place.
That's like, you know, should you at this point, it's Tuesday, we're less than 5 days away, right? Should you at this point have like your London Marathon checklist on your phone, or if you've got a notepad like me, I'm old school, mate, Arj, I like a pen and paper. And is it about any time something's popping in your mind, pop it down on the checklist so you know what you need to be walking out the door on Sunday morning, and you're not forgetting anything? Because it's the worst thing, isn't it, when you'd have to turn back?
You are absolutely spot on, Shay. Yeah, you know, that's the message that everyone should have. They should have a list that they've got with them, and they go, oh, yeah, I need to add that to the list before I walk out the door. Absolutely, on Sunday, do that.
And what's the number one final thing you want to say? Because obviously I'm going to see you on Sunday. You're joining me, which is going to be great.
It's going to be exciting.
I'm looking forward to it. It's actually my first ever London Marathon in its full entirety. I've been before as a spectator, but not stayed for the whole event, I must be honest. So I'm really excited about this. What's the final piece of advice you want to give to runners, whether they're newbies or they're very experienced runners? But what would you want to say at this point?
Yeah, so we know about the mental aspects. We know we should just try and enjoy the moment. That's easier said than done. We've gone through all those pieces of advice. But the one thing is, the start of the marathon, the adrenaline is running and it is downhill and you want to run really fast. Do your very best. I know you're not going to listen to me entirely, but do your very best to slow down a little bit.
Pace it.
Yes. And then if it's your first one, just try to run an even split. So every kilometre, every mile is the same.
Okay.
If you're a bit more experienced, try to progressively get a bit faster.
Some really important aspects there, Arj. Genuinely, I know there's going to be so many people so thankful for all of the advice. It's been great speaking to you over the last
fantastic.
4 weeks, actually, hasn't it? It's been four weeks,
absolutely.
Mate. You've been our London Marathon expert on my show, I have to say, with especially around kind of prep and gearing up for it. So we will see you on Sunday. Look forward to it. You're going to bring your cap as well then, are you?
Oh, yeah, I'll have mine. I might have one for you as well,
Shay. Happy days. Would love that, mate. We'll see you on Sunday. Very much look forward to it. Thanks
soon.
Again. Arj Terry-Chalvam there, who is founder of Performance Physique. And, of course, as I've been mentioning throughout the whole day, we're going to be live from the London Marathon. I'm going to be there. I'm so excited about this. I'll be there on Sunday from 4 p.m. It's going to be great.
Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique podcast. Don't forget you can find us on Instagram. It's @performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique, or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.